The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Vacation Mode Political Bombshell. The show will begin right after these parody songs.
Like Hillary, like Hillary. When I'm shaking, I'm moving like Hillary. Like Hillary, like Hillary. Like Hillary. Like Hillary. When I'm tripping, I'm moving like Hillary. DNC is leaking, I'm lying when I'm speaking. The election I'll be cheating, we're moving like Hillary. See me shaking, watch my body quaking, and still decision making, we're moving like Hillary. Slipping like Hillary, tripping like Hillary. This election, watch me moving like Hillary. Coughing like Hillary, lying like Hillary. This election, watch me moving like Hillary. Here I come in my Kim Jong pantsuit. I wobble when I walk, that's my new dance move. When you hear me coughing, you think I can't quit, because of all the rumors that my health has gone to shit. When you see me walking, they gotta hold me up long enough to take the vote away from Donald Trump. Is it true that I'm sick and I move bizarre? Nah, fool, watch me open up this pickle jar. They say it's epilepsy, they say it's Parkinson's, but I just lie about the current state my health is in. All these lies from the alt-right are killing me. So roll your eyes, shake your head, do the Hillary. DNC is leaking, I'm lying when I'm speaking. The election I'll be cheating, we're moving like Hillary. Corrupt politician with women's intuition, call my physician, we're moving like Hillary. Slipping like Hillary, tripping like Hillary. This election, watch me moving like Hillary. Lying like Hillary, coughing like Hillary. This election, watch me moving like Hillary. I'm off the deep end, vacation every weekend. I'm lying when I'm speaking, I got a good attorney. Bilderberg meeting, WikiLeaks is creeping. Staff started leaking, my health is concerning. Meaner than a Nazi, lied about Benghazi. Play the woman card while I'm shaking my body. You might as well go ahead and confirm me. I stole the Democratic nomination from Bernie. Changing my position to whatever voters wanna hear. And everybody who opposes me disappears. My entire campaign is a big facade. So Ed Snowden and Julian Assange.
She affirmatively rejected efforts to give her a state.gov account. She kept these private emails for almost 2 years and only turned them over to Congress because we found out she had a private email account.
Well, I don't know why that's funny. I mean, did you have any in-person briefings? I don't find it funny at all.
Do the Hillary. DNC is leaking, I'm lying when I'm speaking. Election I'll be cheating, we're moving like Hillary. Corrupt politician with women's intuition, call my physician, we're moving like Hillary. Slipping like Hillary, tripping like Hillary. This election, watch me moving like Hillary. Lying like Hillary, coughing like Hillary. This election, watch me moving like Hillary.
Can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Whitewater and cattle futures, Lincoln's bed for rent. FBI files in her home that had her fingerprints. Rose Law Firm billing records went missing for a time, but just until the SOL had run out for the crime. Her plane touched down in Bosnia under sniper fire. Exhibit 666 from our congenital liar. The girl who shared her poem must have been a Navy SEAL. Dodging bullets on the tarmac, really no big deal. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She flunked the DC bar exam, but it's not about cognition. She said, I can't recall 50 times in deposition. White House furniture and China she had to give back. Honesty is not the only moral code she lacks. Her speech at the convention, most important of her life. Bill took a nap, hands in his lap, ouch, that had to bite. She spoke for one whole hour and didn't make us pay. But for just 20 minutes, Wall Street gave $300K.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. 30,000 wiped out emails, that was sure a winner. They were all about her yoga class and Chelsea's wedding dinner. She said they weren't top secret when sent or when received, but the FBI said, yeah, they were. Who do you believe? The White
White House travel office was another major fail. She stuffed it with her cronies after firing Billy Dale. The DNC and Sanders, $6 billion gone from state. Clinton Foundation, CGI, how long should Haiti wait?
It's time for the United States to start thinking of Iraq as a business opportunity.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. She lined her pantsuit pockets with foreign donations, passed through Canada to the Clinton Foundation. Oman and Saudi princes, she really made their day, while all the rest of us are the ones who get to pay. Perhaps the worst of all was her Benghazi lie. Told parents that a video was why sons had to die. 3 a.m. call unanswered, proof she is a fake. Then she had the nerve to say,
what difference at this point does it make?
Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Roger Clinton out of prison when his pardon came. Mark Rich was still a fugitive, the story is the same. His pardon cost $1 million and helped her Hillary. Well, axe folks now just move along, there's nothing here to see. Hubby Bill chases the skirts just like Anthony Weiner. His brother said Bill's nose would blow was like a vacuum cleaner. The vast right-wing conspiracy, another of her tales. Lock her up, the people say, let ISIS pay her bail.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, that's our Hillary. Liar, liar, pants on fire, crooked as can be. So now we have this Hillary, a liar and a thief. She wants us all to make her the commander-in-chief. She'll take the oath of office and say, so help me God. Fingers crossed behind her back with a wink and a nod.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Don't let anybody tell you that it's corporations and businesses that create jobs.
Shimmy, 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 HRC. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. This dude is coming at me. I just smiled and let him be. The dude brought his own rope. He put the bullet in the gun, so I'm just gonna shimmy. Hillary shimmy.
Woo! Okay.
Shimmy, 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 HRC. Shimmy, 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 Hillary.
Okay.
Shimmy, 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 HRC. Shimmy, 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 Hillary. He just keeps on shouting wrong.
Are you wrong? You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Murders are up.
I will get my Jim Halpert on.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. You say you were wrong, think that Trump would be gone. Now you're sorry, lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if old Don would go home. Here's a quarter call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, might give a damn. Maybe one of your fake news affairs. Don't you come around here handing me no liberal lies. Here's a quarter call someone one who cares. Never turn back, so this ending caught you unaware. But the fact is, trump's won, and girl, that can't be undone. It's a quarter call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Lord, I might give a damn. Maybe one of fake news affairs. Don't you come around here handed me no liberal lies. Here's the quarter, call someone who cares. Lord, a quarter, call someone who cares.
What day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Well, hello there. Hump day. Still on vacation? Hope you're making it through your week fine. PoliticalBombshow.cf. Let's continue on reading some of my emails that I get from various websites. This one is from WND. It says, news alert. Thank goodness for uncover video of before election day. It's no surprise that those in politics often bend the truth or even break it. But when they're busted by undercover video, it's all the more delicious when their deception is exposed on camera. Let's see what the latest offering is, shall we? I wonder if it's the left or if it's the right. Obviously, I'm being facetious. I know who it is. Obviously, it is the far left nutcase. Undercover video snags Sigma hiding far left views. Of course. The Democratic candidate in a tight race for retiring Republican Senator Jeff Flake's seat in Arizona is the latest target in an uncover video series revealing secrets and lies from political campaigns in 2018. The video opens with Representative Kristen Sigma telling staffers they need to reach out to independents and conservatives. Right there, you know it's a lie, because Democrats, far liberal, they hate us. They hate us with a passion. So they're not going to tell anyone to reach out to a conservative like me. Lies. So right there, your nose is growing like Pinocchio, right there. Pinocchio, you're Pinocchio. Okay. Then Laureen Frum, a field organizer, confesses to an undercover journalist her candidate is too far to the left for Arizona. She is pro-choice, She's very liberal. She's progressive, from says of Cigna. But she doesn't, in the election, want to draw too much attention to being progressive. Madison Snar, another field organizer, admits Cigna had to play centrist to move up and become powerful. Cigna District Director Michelle Davidson said the campaign can't be talking about an assault weapons ban if she wants to win. The undercover journalist comments, when I say ban guns in California, we're all like, yeah, ban them. You say ban guns out here? Sigma interjects. They'll actually shoot you. In another clip. So basically she's saying she can't say ban guns where she's running because they'll actually shoot her. Cigna discusses illegal immigration with Project Veritas journalists. I like Project Veritas. They uncover so much lies. They're doing God's work, honestly. I believe we should offer citizenship to every person who's in the country who isn't bad, Sigma said. You know, if you haven't committed a bad crime, you know, then you should get a path to citizenship. That's what I believe, Cigna campaign's website states. She's in favor of common sense immigration solutions that would secure our border, protect our dreamers, keep families together, and strengthen Arizona's economy. Cigna leads the latest polls. Cigna is facing fellow U.S. House member Republican Rep. Martha McSally in the general election. NBC News reported that, fueled by advances among Latinos, independents, and women, Sigma holds a 6-point lead over McSally, according to the new NBC News poll. James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas Action, said Sigma used to be quite the radical firebrand, but now, because she knows she must be get moderate voters to win her Senate race, she has perfected the art of playing it safe while diminishing her prior views and behavior. So, it is no surprise that politicians lie. Lie, lie, lie. Okay. Let's see, anything else juicy and spicy? I am thinking about food. Thinking about what restaurants I want to eat. That's what I'm thinking of. Let us see. Okay, U.S. media suppress hidden threat coming in caravan. Well, that's no shocker again. That is no shocker whatsoever. Of course they hide it. Do we know who the U.S. media is? Why should they do anything that's right? Yes, unvetted illegal caravans threaten public health. This is Michelle Malkin wallops fake newsers for calling those citing disease issue racist. Yeah, it's stupid. Everything is racist. You know what I say? I always tell someone thank you when they say, you are racist and bigoted and homophobic. I say thank you. And he's like, I wasn't complimenting you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then I just throw them off guard. They're like, what is wrong with this guy? We just called him a racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, all the phobias, and he's thanking us with a smile on his face. That's how I do it. Anyway, we live in bizarro times. Suddenly, it is controversial to state the obvious. Tell me about it, Michelle. Tell me. Preach on, sister. Neon bright truth. This week, it has become newsworthy to observe that illegal border crossers who circumvent required medical screenings are a threat to America's public health and safety. Just look at these hyperventilating headlines and tweets from Newsweek, which is supposed to, you know, report actual news of the week. We don't know what people have. Laura Ingraham calls migrant caravans a health issue. And from the Daily Beast, Fox and Friends host Brian Kilmeade fears diseases brought by migrant caravan. This is not news, it's propaganda, recycled and regulated by lazy political operatives masquerading as journalists. At least the Newsweek writer gave credit to the zealous Hickman sources. Ingram's comment is dutifully wrote. We're first highlighted by Media Matters for America. If a militant left-wing Oppo research outfit funded the progressive billionaire George Soros, somehow not really Newsweek forgot to mention this fact. The determined intent of these news pieces is not to inform readers, but to inflame them with the dog whistle assumption that conservatives, Fox personalities, and Americans who worry about diseases from immigration are de facto racist. On cue, tennis star and celebrity left Martina Navratilova barked at Fox News Kim Lee on Twitter. You are the diseased. The migrants are not the problem. Trump and his sycophants, you're a sycophant, you witch, like you are the problem. How about you sycophant on my balls? Stop spewing fear and prejudice. Comedian John Henson tweeted, Brian Kilmeade is spreading the disease of intolerance every single day. And former Clinton press flack turned CNN hack Joe Lockhart wrote, this is the disease Fox News spreads every day. They are complicit with Trump in trying to change the character of our country. What did Obama do? He changed the character of the country by letting these illegal, disease-infested Fs in. Newsflash, fake newsers, it's neither racist nor xenophobic nor hateful to discuss the impact of mass immigration and unvetted caravans of illegal border crossers on our public health. My parents, legal immigrants from Philippines, were screened for panoply, I don't know what that is, some kind of communicable and infectious disease. My husband's great-great-grandparents and their relative from Ukraine underwent a medical and physical exam. So it's, how is it racist if you have, people are stupid. I just want to Let me stop short there. Let me move on to a next story before I blow my head top. Okay. Trump voters love this loophole to stop. See, okay, this is one of these, I could tell. I'm not falling into that trap. It's one of those infomercials that I call them. They get you to click on it and they're trying to sell you something. So I'm not falling for that anymore. No, sir. Trump to scrap birthright citizenship. I absolutely love this. And this is just something that's too great to talk about. That could not wait until I come back alive. I had to speak about this. It was also told that you needed a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't. President Donald Trump said he will challenge the perceived guarantee to citizenship for anyone born on U.S. soil in a move bolstering his limited immigration platform a week before midterm elections. The surprise announcement came in an interview released in part on Tuesday, followed this dispatch more than 5,000 regular troops to the Mexican border. The birthright citizenship proposal was likely to prove even more controversial. Many believe the right to U.S. citizenship for all born in the country is enshrined in the 14th Amendment. If that is decided to be the case, to change the Constitution requires a two-thirds majority in Congress, something almost unthinkable in today's deeply partisan, near evenly split legislature. But Trump told Exus that he now believes a stroke of the pen will be enough. It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't, Trump said in an interview. Now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Trump railed against the current rule, declaring that the United States is unique in granting citizenship this way. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the person is essentially a citizen of the United States. It's true. For 85 years with all of those benefits, I agree. It's ridiculous. I agree. It's ridiculous, and it has to end. And I agree. Senator Lindsey Graham endorses the decision by the president. Good for you. I'm gonna start calling you Lindsey Graham, moderately conservative. Hey, that's better than what I called you before. I'm starting to like him. I'm liking him. Finally, a president willing to take on this absurd policy of birthright citizenship, Lindsey Graham said on Tuesday in a statement. Graham added that he plans to introduce legislation similar to Trump's planned executive order. Trump said he had spoken to legal counsel about the plan and that the change is already in the works. It's in the progress. It'll happen with an executive order. I love you, President Trump. Love you so much. Great, great, great. I am doing cartwheels and backflips. And by the way, I don't know how to do a backflip, but I learned how to do one today. Oh, yes. This is lovely. Like Paul Bear used to say, oh, yes. Ooh, I am so happy about that. Okay. So, So all you naysayer fools, it is so wrong. No other country does it. You find me another country. Canada don't do it. No one does it. It's only us stupid Americans. But no more. We have a president with some cojones. You bet your balls he does. Stupid Americans. Oh, come on in. Oh, spit your baby out over the border. Oh, now you're American citizen. Oh, mommy, daddy, come in. Cousin, auntie, do blah, blah, blah. No. I fell out of here. Okay, and troops headed to the border, which is good. 5,000 troops. 5,000 troops headed to the border. Keep them out. They don't want to build a wall. Well, how about a wall of armed military personnel? See if that works. See how that works. Paul Ryan freaks out. I don't care. Paul Ryan, I don't give a damn about what you feel. I don't care about you. There's a million other do. Anchor babies away. Weeps. Anchor babies away. Whoop, blop, blop, blop. The babies away. This note, I can hear people already. This guy's insensitive. I had a comment on my, I did a YouTube live video, and I mean, it was a song I did. What's the name of the song? I can't think of it. Something to do with illegal immigrants. I was saying build a wall and stuff like that, and you had a few left-wingers freaking out. One comment said, I can't believe a colored person can be so racist. So I said, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, they think that word's going to shut me up. They could call me every name in the book, from Uncle Tom to Uncle Billy to Oreo to cookies to whatever you want to call it. You're not going to stop me. I will not shut up. I will not shut up. Okay? I won't do it. Mexico gave Caravan the offer and they rejected it. Let's see if this is this a clickbait one? Let's see. Let's click on the story. This better not be a clickbait. It better be a real story. Let me just scroll down and look to the bottom to make sure they're not trying to sell us something. Because they're always trying to sell us something. Oh, look at that. Okay, it looks like a good story. Let's read this one. What did Mexico give the caravan? What offer? Let's see. According to everything the mainstream media tells us about the Central American caravan, these are just average citizens of Honduras and Guatemala fleeing harsh economic and cultural conditions for a better life. There's nothing political about it. No siree. The leftists are organizing it. No leftists are organizing it. This is simple. A grassroots phenomenon. Yeah, right. Let me go outside and pull up some grass into the roots and give it to you. Spurred on by failing governments that have not provided a safe environment for their people to live, work, and thrive. That's all these people want, a chance for a better life. So, you know, you have to wonder why they have rejected an offer for such a life in Mexico. This weekend, the Mexican government rolled out a plan that would provide jobs, health care, and even education for the thousands of migrants traveling north with the caravan. Though you are in your home offer with an extraordinary generous plan put forth by the administration of Mexico, a program that would have employed many of the migrants in work doing maintenance and repair of government buildings and public roads. The program would have also given the migrants access to government-funded health care and schooling for the children. Those who came to Mexico legally will not be entered into the program, but they will be offered an opportunity to enter into the official immigration process, and we assume be given special latitude in this instance, where Mexico is pulling out all the stops to make things right with the Trump administration. The cabinet members, however, say they will not accept the offer. See what I mean? Our goal is not to remain in Mexico, one migrant told reporters. Our goal is to make it to the United States. We want passage, that's all. While we can't necessarily blame anyone for choosing the United States over Mexico, it is outrageous to pass up this extraordinary opportunity when it is clear that Trump administration does not want this caravan to cross the border. You're talking about a situation where troops are stationed. The president is preparing to make a huge move to entirely shut the border down. Good. So you see, are you going to support Trump during the midterm? Okay, I already answered this. Yes, of course. Who wouldn't? Crazy leftists won't. Who wouldn't? I gotta share this story. No, I don't want this one. I wanna share it on my political. There we go. Political bombshell. Okay, this is not the story I'm looking for. Nope. Okay. All right. So, I'm just trying to share this story because I think it's a story that should be... Okay. Yeah, okay. I see. Stink Book don't want me to share this story. He's blocking me. Okay, I can share it on Twitter easily. Okay, it's gone on Twitter. Let's see... Let's try Facebook once again. Okay, say something. Let me just manually put the link. Of course, Facebook would block it. You're freaking pissing me off, Facebook. Okay, there, it's shared. More than one way to skin a cat. That's all I gotta say about that. And what else is going on here? Let's see. Could Hillary Clinton really be thinking about another presidential run? We can only hope so. Although, honestly, I'd rather her be in jail where she should be. Need I start a lock her up chant here? Okay, let's see what this witch is trying to do. Let's see. Two recent comments have fanned speculation that lock her up Clinton might be thinking about running for president again in 2020, though some of her allies are now trying to throw cold water on the idea. Doing an interview with Kara Swisher for the Recode Decode podcast published Saturday, Clinton said she didn't want to run for president again, but added, "I'd like to be president." She then proceeded to recite her resume, explaining how she feels very well prepared for the work that awaits a new Democratic president in 2020, before saying that she's not even going to think about it. All this until after the midterm elections. This came just a week after a political magazine piece in which longtime Clinton loyalist Felipe made the case for why Clinton would be a strong 2020 presidential candidate. Okay. I said bring her on. Bring her on, man. Bring that witch on, y'all feel me? Okay, yeah. What else do we have in the news? Well, it's not really new. Well, it is. It's my email newsletters. I rarely ever get to go through them, so I figure, hey, why not do it now? There's some pretty good stuff in there. I gotta admit, I'm enjoying all these articles. I am very much in, let's see, what is this? Trump really frustrated. Whitney Bulger dead. Who's that? And stroke vaccine. Okay, let's start with, let's see, what is this? Lower Trump. President find blame for violent frustrating. Okay, that was Laura Trump they're talking about. Okay, so obviously she's frustrated. Wealthy elite will want this controversial book ban. Okay, no, I don't read these clickbait stuff. Okay, yeah, there's nothing there. Nothing to see. Let's move it along. Hillary joke on blacks. They all look alike. We do. I am offended. I am NAACP. I am calling them right now. Hold on. Bring. Hello, NAACP. Yes, this is Rayshawn Blyton. I'm calling because Hillary Clinton's offended me. She said that all blacks look alike. Okay, let's read the story here. Let's see. Limbaugh. I'm assuming it's Rush Limbaugh that's saying this. You let anybody else up there saying this stuff and they are finished. Hillary Clinton has bombed an interview audience with a much used racial joke suggesting that all blacks look alike. The audience responded with laughter. But radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh says that's only because as a Democrat, she is given a pass for racial jokes. You let anybody else up there saying this stuff, and they are finished, he said Tuesday. I mean, it's not even close. The joke, he said, came from the woman who thinks she should have been president. The woman who can't wait to run again in 2020. Her comments drew wide attention on social media. Basil, whoa, Hillary tries to crack a joke after moderator confesses Eric Holder and Cory Booker. I know they all look alike. Donald Trump Jr. reacted on Twitter. Imagine at real Donald Trump said the exact same thing in the exact same way. What would the media response be? It's true. Hysteria? Outrage? It would likely be beyond all that because I'm hearing crickets right now after Hillary said it. Wonder why. Yep. Clinton was being interviewed by Rakode's Kara Swisher, who asked, what do you think of Cory Booker? What do you think about him saying kick them to the curbs, kick them to the sign, the sin, kick them in the sin? Well, that was Eric Holder, Clinton replied. I know they all look alike. Some reports describe Clinton's comment as an innocent wisecrack or even an inappropriate yet hopefully playful quip. Yeah, like I said, if it was one of us on our side, it'd be all hell break loose, murder loose. So, let's see. Let's share this one. And later when the witch decides to run, I can fall back on this comment. Let's post this and post this on Twitter. Okay. I gotta start reading my email newsletters more often. There's some pretty good information on here. Okay. There you go. Miss Clinton, Miss Lock Her Up. And let's see, what else do we have here? Media attacks Trump 10 times more. Oh, that's not a shocker. Newt Gingrich, this is happening in a few hours. What's happening in a few hours? Well, this is old, so I don't know. Oh, trying to get me to contribute to the campaign. Patriots, polls alert. Most reporters are liberal. Are most reporters liberal? When did this come out? It's probably too late for me to vote. Of course they are. See what I mean? They ask these hypotheticals where you already know the answer to these questions. So why do they ask hypothetical poll questions? We already know that most reporters are liberal. We know this. So I'm going to vote anyway. If they let me vote, confirm, put my email address. Okay. I noticed most of these are, let's see. No shocker there. 99.5 says yes. Of course they are. It should be 100%. It's obvious that they are. It's definitely obvious that they are. Okay, I didn't see anything else good in here. President Trump's request, another campaign thing. Let's see. Nope. I don't see anything else. Don't see anything else here that I really want to dive into. Let's see. Warning. Your phone could stop working by the end of the year. Warning. Who are they? This seems like one of these clickbait things. I bet you it. I'm not going to fall for it. See, it looks like it's an infomercial. I'm not clicking on it. These damn infomercials. They're so sickening. Let's see, what else do we have here? I'm looking. The greatest trading book ever written. I don't care. This is really disgusting. Let's see. What's really disgusting? Let's scroll down. Dear fellow American, frankly, it's disgusting. A horrific tragedy just occurred in Pittsburgh. 11. Okay, this is 11 people are dead. It was an evil act. Anti-Semitism is evil, and we all must condemn it, whatever form. But when I watch CNN and MSNBC and other big media, they are blaming President Trump. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. It doesn't say that, but I'm putting that in there. It really is unbelievable. How could you blame President Trump? He has family that's Jewish. He sent he made Israel the capital of Jerusalem, for goodness sakes. What more does he have to prove? Why would you blame him for this sick person outburst? Anyway, and he has been the most pro-Israel president ever, and it's true. Now they are saying he created a culture of hate. What about them? They are totally blameless. They did nothing wrong, did they? Oh man, you are so freaking out of your mind, CNN and MSNBC. Now, they are saying he created a culture of hate, they say. I got your hate right here. Come on, put your head down there. There's the hate. Where were those same media when Representative Steve Scalia was shot as a radical left-wing anarchist made a turkey suit of Republican congressmen as they played baseball. Of course, like I said, they're evil, and they only think about one thing, their agenda and their ideology, and they don't care if anyone else died. They'd love it if all of us died and they were the only ones around. I didn't blame this political killing spree on Democrats. On the hate spewing out of MSNBC and CNN and the mouth of Democrats like Maxipad Waters, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, or anyone, President Trump didn't blame any Democrats for the shooting. But I warned you just last week, the Democrats are desperate. President Trump was rising in the polls. Things were looking good for the GOP all over the country. Then a clearly deranged man began sending pipe bombs, and then Pittsburgh. Rather than condemning this evil, the Democrats are using it to score political points. Exactly, they're sick. They're freaking sick. It is sad how low these people can go. But right now, Senate's seats that we had in our grasp are open for grabs. The liberal media juggernauts against President Trump is unbelievable. We cannot stop in our work. I have canceled many of my appointments this week so I can help our team. I am talking to the top political people in our country, and I am getting the latest poll data. We have much at stake. That's why the conservative trust of America is fighting in every key Senate state. So we have so much work to do, and whatever you can donate to the conservative trust of America. That was well said. Well said. It really pisses me off how the media does that. They get away with it. They really do. They get away with it. They get clean away with it. And no one tries to stop them. So, I don't know. I just don't know. I think that's about it. I think I've exhausted myself for this Wednesday's broadcast. Don't forget politicalbombshow.cf for your latest updates. And we'll be back tomorrow if God spares life. If you haven't voted yet, please vote Republican.
Political corruption from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're off to corrupt it. Political bomb. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go.